4:17. Your coronavirus questions, your vaccine questions, and with us again this afternoon, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again. There's a lot of people in Orange County angry about the idea of vaccine passports. As a doctor, how do you balance the idea of letting vaccinated people know they are safely with other vaccinated people and worrying about invading privacy?
Well, I think you do it the way that countries are doing it. If you want right now to travel to, let's say, Costa Rica, or I just had a patient come back from Nicaragua, they're not interested so much in your vaccine card. They do want to see it, but what they really want to see is a negative COVID test within 72 hours of your leaving LA to go to the South Central countries or to come back to Los Angeles. You also need to have proof that you have a negative COVID test in order to get back on the plane. And I think that's really the focus, rather than dividing the country based on vaccine passports. I would call it a COVID passport. So if you want to go into what we consider an unsafe environment, you know, in 2020, that is to say you want to go into a stadium full of screaming fans, eating hot dogs, no mask for a sporting event, then you should be able to show what's called a COVID passport. That would be a COVID test that was within 72 hours of your ticket. Or if you have a COVID vaccine, perhaps that would count as well. We do know that COVID vaccines don't work the same for everybody, so just having one isn't enough to say that you are as safe as somebody who perhaps had COVID before or had high levels of antibodies to their COVID vaccine. I can tell you that I'm testing a lot of patients who've had the vaccine for their antibody levels, and it's all over the map. There's some people with very little unprotective levels and others with very high levels of protective antibodies.
And is that just how one's body would react to this? And I mean, that's going on all over the country, right? And especially in the trials, you're trying to see how long these vaccines are going to last. We at least know 6 months, and then we're going to try and see how much longer they can go from there. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And some people maybe 4 months, some people maybe 9 months. We really have to not use a sort of divisive term like a passport that's related to just vaccination, because we don't know how well people are protected. And that's why it's important that so many people get this vaccine, because that's what increases herd immunity. Because some patients that I have no antibodies to the vaccine, others very little, and as I mentioned, others very exuberant. So the more people that have the exuberant antibody response that surrounds you, the herd, as it were, the more protected you are if you had a vaccine, but it didn't really work.
So I guess the people with, you know, the low antibodies, I guess they're part of the breakthrough cases crowd? Or
right,
no?
Because about, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you are correct. About 10% of cases in countries like Israel, which is at 72% of its population vaccinated, 10% of the new COVID cases are occurring in patients who have been vaccinated. Fortunately, those patients are more likely to end up in their own bed than a hospital bed, and therefore the vaccine is working in that regard, but it's not protecting them 100%. And that's an important distinction, and why just requiring someone to have had a vaccine as a COVID passport isn't going to be as effective as allowing people who've had a negative test. That's actually the best way to know that somebody is safe, is they've had a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours.
When we talk about herd immunity and reaching there, we've got to get kids, right? So Pfizer for 12 to 15. CDC expected to follow the FDA at least by tomorrow. Thoughts on that for teenagers and then, you know, even going younger?
Well, I'm not a pediatrician. I see kids starting at age 16. But my patients who have young ones really fall into two camps. One can't wait for their kids to get vaccinated. They want to get on those international plane trips to Europe this summer, which are likely to require, you know, proof of vaccination. They want their kids to get back to being social and to feel comfortable being out there with other families and not being concerned about bringing back COVID. And so they're really eager to get their kids vaccinated. And then the other group is a little hesitant. They know that this is an emergency use authorization, so it's not got the full FDA approval behind it. The test that allowed this EUA to go forward was based on 2,200 teenagers who all did really well, no serious side effects. But they know that when you start giving out to millions of children, we may start to see some unintended consequences, and they may just want to hang back a little bit let millions of other children get the vaccine in order to make sure that it's really safe, that they're not causing some, you know, side effect that wasn't detected in such a small phase three trial.
Dr. Michael Hertz there, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doc, thanks.